Hi, this is Dawn Shireen, and this is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. And I still have my notifications on my phone. Good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday morning, I know, and it's early for me. My sleep is kind of screwed up lately because I have concerns that I didn't have, because I don't read the mail that comes from the management here at this trashy-ass trailer park that I live at in Lakeside, Arizona. And so, because of the fact that I don't read the bullshit that they send out, I don't concern myself with the bullshit because I know that they have no integrity and they drag their feet on everything they do and... even if they ever were going to come down to evicting me, it would be a process that I would have time on, and I'm not actually worried about it because they break the law all the time. However, you know, there's just stuff they do that is just really disturbing, like taking photos through my windows, which they were doing the other day, and I'm just recording this right now, and I'm putting this up here publicly, and I'm gonna actually put a few things publicly right now, because I've been having some, like, serious issues with my mental health, and, not enough that I need to be, like, hospitalized or stuff like that, or that I'm not, like, aware of it, or that I need, like, outside professional help for it, or anything like that, but there's been some stuff really triggering me, and maybe everybody is kind of going through this as we're starting to peek our heads around COVID and starting to socialize more and, like, get out there, and people are, the assholes are emerging, I guess is a good way to put it, you know. And so let me just give you a little bit of a rundown of what's going on with me, because I think I mentioned last time that there was going to be an inspection in my yard or whatever, because they can't come in my house because I own this trash trailer. And we set the time and the date, which they broke. Okay, so right there, it's void. And I have the paperwork that says the time and date they were supposed to come. And they did not. Not that I had done anything to my yard anyway. However, they still did not show up at the appointed time. So that, to me, means, okay, whatever, no inspection, null and void. New date, new time, new signature, all that, right? No, they came the following week, unannounced, without telling me, and with cameras, which seems really kind of overreaching for a place like this, where if I was to start snapping pics of my neighbors' houses, which I'm not going to do because I actually respect their privacy, you would see that we are all very congruent in how our yards are, which is a lot of stuff. And cluttered because we're not allowed to throw stuff away. They don't have, you know, universal pickups for stuff yearly. Only the favored people get to do stuff like throw, you know, garbage away. You know, the rest of us have to, you know, figure out ways to mincemeat our trash and then still pay $75 a month to not be able to throw stuff away. So, I have a lot of issues with this place, but right now I have a lot of issues with the fact that I feel as if my privacy was completely violated by them taking photos through my windows while they were quote-unquote inspecting my yard. Now, you know, it's not the first time that they have pushed it, and then the owner also loudly asking, like, if I was still taking my meds because I needed to... which I wish I had caught on video, but I did not. However, it's not the first time he's done that, and it's not the first time I've told people about it, and I actually did, like, email my therapist and tell her about that. Not that I have, my respect for my therapist has kind of dwindled, quite a bit since my last visit, and then I actually went there yesterday to ask them to print the CDC form for me out about the eviction moratorium, and they looked at me like I had 13 heads, and they did not comprehend what I was asking them to do, and they looked at me as stupid could be. And last time I saw my therapist, I mentioned something about Richard Branson, and she had no clue who he was, and it's like Virgin Atlantic Galactic, like, Virgin Records, like, what? She had no idea who he was. So, I'm having a little bit of issue with that, a lot of issue with that. And then I'm having a lot of issue with the front office not knowing the capability of how to actually go on to a government website and print a form out for me. So, I'm really considering my relationship with ChangePoint right now. Okay. So, and also, I want to get back to the trailer park here, because I want to get all this stuff out in public. So, if anything comes back to bite me in the ass, I have it publicly out here. So, there's been a fence issue. When I first bought this trash trailer, Running Bear assured me that they were responsible for everything having to do with the property, the fence, the water line, the power line, all that shit. And my fence fell down a couple years ago due to the weight of snow out here, and Running Bear refused to replace it. Well, since that time, I have concocted a fence. It's not a beautiful fence, and it's not a perfect fence, but it is a fence, and it does what it's supposed to do, and it keeps my dog in the yard, and it keeps their dog out of my yard. I'm okay with it. Well, Running Bear, quote-unquote, bought me a new fence, right? But they did not buy poles for the new fence. Isn't that just, like, perfect? So the other day, they approached me, and they're like, well, we bought your fence, but you just need to buy the poles, and when are you going to be able to pay your back rent? Because, you know, we're going to have to evict you if you get past a certain point. So I'm thinking, okay, you want me to buy the poles for the fence so you can put a new fence up and then evict me and have this ready for a new tenant. That's not happening anytime soon either. So now I'm in the process of trying to find a printer to get this form printed out from the CDC so I don't get evicted at the end of June when Running Bear is probably going to try to evict all its tenants during this, like, stupid... And another thing on the inspections is everybody's not getting inspected at the same time. Some people are getting inspected months out. The trashiest yards are getting inspected months out. And then those of us that, with mental illness or disabilities, they caught right at the very beginning of it so they can fuck us. So that is my thoughts on Running Bear right now. And then we got this list of rules which says, right at the very top, no noise tolerated. Can anybody please tell me what the definition of noise is? Because I think a screaming baby is noise. So I think everybody with babies should leave. Okay? How's that? I think chainsaws are noise. I think power tools are noise. I think kids laughing is noise. I don't, actually. But I'm just saying. These are, like, just examples of what I could use. My refrigerator runs super loud. I guess if you want to be a fucking prick about it, you could say that I have to turn my refrigerator off because it's loud. So they have really kind of incensed me and set me up for a really bad frame of mind, which I'm trying to get out of, but it's not really, like I said, it's Wednesday morning and it's early. It's not even 8 o'clock yet. It's just 8 o'clock. So, I mean, I'll work my way out of this, but I want to get this stuff out there publicly. So if anything comes down with me and they decide that they, oh, and the cats. So the manager's mother-in-law from his gay boyfriend, mom, basically threatened me to take cats a couple weeks ago, and so I took them, not realizing that that was going to be, like, another mark against me, even though this is Feral Cat City. So I think it's almost time for me to actually move into a different direction with the cat problem out here, because I'm not going to get nailed for taking care of cats so they don't die on my property that are not mine, because Running Bear has a feral cat issue. So I think that's kind of everything I needed to get out there right now to kind of protect my butt a little bit, maybe. And maybe I'm just paranoid. But does stuff like this, like, eat you alive? Like, you know, like, if you were, I think anybody, whether you had a mental illness or not, was to receive this list of rules now, which I don't want to look at. I have a copy of it, but I didn't even read it.
Somebody brought it to my attention yesterday and read it to me, and that's what kind of, it's kind of twisted, it's twisted me, everything's twisted my whole frame of thought about how I was going to pay my back rent, and how I was going to do this, and how I was going to, like, actually, you know, like, maybe try to get rid of some of the pine needles, even though there's no room in the trash, and all this stuff, you know, and the impossible, and then the impossibility of actually doing something in the yard without making noise, right? So it's kind of a catch-22. Like, I kind of can't do anything, because if I make noise, then I'm going to have a violation. But if I don't make noise, then I'm going to have a violation. So what do you do? Like, seriously, what do you do? So my option right now is to do nothing. Because I don't know what else to do. So I'm stuck. I don't want to go back to my behavioral health place because I think that they're lobotomized right now. I don't know what's happening there. They used to be fantastic, and now they're just like, what? They're just becoming dumb. I don't want to do anything in the trailer park because, God forbid, they decide they're going to call the cops on me because I'm raking too loud or something. Can't play music, so then there's no way to not kook. So you can't laugh, you can't sing, you can't anything because it's noise, right? So they've kind of really, they've kind of got me in a little bit of a spot here, right? Right? Legitimately. So with my bipolar mental health diagnosis and their rules, they have just created a perfect storm. Just saying. What else is going on? The app thing is still going on. Of course, there's, you know, there's fees and stuff, which I haven't actually discussed them yet with them, but I've looked them up, and there's, like, registration fees for Apple and Android or iOS, and there's all kinds of stuff. So that's slowly happening. The webpage still hasn't got switched over yet. It's a simple directional thing that we have to just get our timing together, and because SuperPass is in England and I'm in Arizona, it's like the time. It's, I mean, there's always going to be a time difference when you hop, you know, over the ocean and stuff like that. But like the 3 hour difference between like Connecticut and Arizona to, it's just, it adds up. So. And plus, I've just been kind of, this week, I don't know what's going on with me. Like, I'm just kind of like, I don't want to deal with anything. I don't want to look at my email. I don't want to deal with my my tweets. I don't want to deal with Insta. I really just don't want to deal with anything right now. And I know this has to do with the fact that they violated me by inspecting my house and taking pictures through my windows on a day when they were not supposed to be here. A day and a time. Whether it was the right day, okay, maybe I had that wrong, but it was absolutely the wrong time, because I distinctly remember telling them 11 o'clock, and they were in my yard at 9:37. So, no matter what, it's not going to hold water, but I don't like the feeling of being violated. I don't like the feeling of having absolutely no rights whatsoever in the United States. You know, I live in, like, little Somalia now or something, and anybody in Somalia, I apologize to you, but you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, you guys are living in refugee camps and shit like that, and that's exactly what this place is starting to become like. We are losing our freedoms, and nobody is incensed about it, of course, except me, because I'm the crazy one who sees through it. So, that's my mental health status right now. It's not good. I mean, it's not bad. It's like, I'm not going to go and do anything, but it's definitely not good. It's not where it was a couple weeks ago, where I was very positive and sure that everything was, you know, going to be okay here. And I'm back to the negative Running Bear, where I live, Running Bear RV Resort. I gave you the address before. Anyway, that's where I live. And if you guys are my Facebook friends, I put the list of all the new rules up, which are just like, it's unbelievable. I never knew that I, like, voluntarily moved into a concentration camp. Seriously. And that is no offense to anybody. That is exactly what is happening here. They are ever so slowly taking our rights bit by bit, doing it in such a slow manner that we don't realize that they are violating us and taking away our constitutional rights. Hello? I do. And I remember all the promises they've made to me about trash pickup and everything. And every lie that they have told me, I have written down, I have everything documented, so this is going to be interesting if it ever goes to court. I don't think it will ever go that far. I am praying and hoping and manifesting with everything in my being that I can get out of here by October, officially and legally, and without too much bloodshed on either side. Right now, a tent, again, I'm telling you, that idea of, like, a tent is, I know it's crazy, believe me, I rationally know that living in a tent with a dog and my whole situation is illogical and not as, shiny as it seems, right? But to get out of this freaking overbearing fascist freaking management that we have here, yeah. A tent sounds pretty freaking good. I would make it happen, but I'd prefer not to. So, any options people have that, you know, are not as possibly manic and overboard as this is would be great. And, yeah, it's funny. I said, she made me take these cats. She threatened me, and I'm not unhappy to have taken these cats. And, like, as I'm talking right now and just kind of trying to keep myself, you know, from, like, losing it and making, and yelling, because I'm sure that would be a violation, though my windows are closed, but, you know, I don't know if they put, like, you know, cameras now, or they've got, like, microphones on our property or whatever now, so who knows how else they are violating us. But as I'm, like, going off, this kitty cat comes up here and just starts, like, petting the side of my face, like, it's okay, and it is okay, because ultimately, you know what? Everything works out the way it's supposed to. And this is just, like, these are just roadblocks, you know? I mean, ultimately, you know, for 56 years, I've made it through every single thing that I have come upon. And I have come upon some really awful stuff. This is just annoying and just unnecessary. Like, it is unnecessary. The pressure that they put on us as tenants here is absolutely unnecessary. And as another person said to me yesterday, it's like, we're living on eggshells, and it's true, we're not even just walking on eggshells, we're living on eggshells. Like, everything we do is just, you have to just be careful, and that is not the way to live. You should not be afraid to laugh, because you're going to break a noise rule. So anyway, there's other stuff to talk about, but that's my mental health right now. It's a little precarious. And I just wonder if, like, any of y'all, I mean, I don't know that you have the same exact pressures that I have, or, like, the same exact shitty management company that I have that you live under, or the same crappy rules, or the same, you know, nepotism. That's something that we could get into, would be the nepotism. But, yeah. And I'm watching the manager's little boyfriend now, like, walk back with the dog shit. Like, so I guess they do, like, do their yard every day. Well, God bless them. That's why they don't have grass. Anyway, this is Dawn Shereen, and this is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. And hey, let's all stay alive, okay? Later.